Chapter 6, Getting Started. I often talk about that wise executive that I met in the Arts Hotel of Barcelona. I'll jump ahead in the story and let you into a little secret. He didn't have a clue either, and I wasn't the only person faking at being an executive. However, I didn't find this out until 6 years after I had started mapping when someone pointed it out to me. I had always assumed that there was some secret tome out there and mapping was just my poor man's way of emulating what everyone else was already doing. It turned out that most of the industry was instead fighting battles with little to no understanding of the landscape. It's like generals fighting without maps. It boils everything down to luck and individual heroism. When I discovered this, and it was an almighty shock, I started to question the trove of business strategy books in my small library. I had an onerous task of going through it all and categorizing individual pieces as doctrine, climatic pattern, context-specific, or just plain luck. These days, when someone tells me they know strategy, then I ask them for a map of their business. If they can't show me it, then regardless of their claims, I take a skeptical position. They probably don't know as much as they hope they do. They might even be more dangerous than this, as it's rarely the unknown that gets you but what we think we know but don't. This doesn't mean I think people are daft, but instead that understanding your landscape, the context that you're competing in, and having a modicum of situational awareness is not a luxury for strategy, it is at the very core of it. Inspiring vision statements, well-trained forces, a strong culture, and good technology will not save you if you fail to understand the landscape, the position of forces, and their size and capabilities. Colonel Custer is a worthy lesson here, and even he had maps which were better than most corporates today. I've seen billions wasted by companies that have charged into battles that they have no hope of winning. I've seen endless SWOT diagrams, stories, and other magic thinking used to justify such actions. I've also seen others tear apart industries with these. Unfortunately, for those who lack some form of military background, then situational awareness is rarely a topic of discussion. It's often a struggle to make executives appreciate that it might matter, that the secrets of success they've recently read about might not work everywhere, and you have to apply thought to the landscape. It's the same with chess. I can show you the board, a map, and then teach you the rules of the game, climatic patterns, universally useful principles like supporting or pinning pieces, doctrine, and then specific moves like fool's mate, context-specific gameplay. However, even with all this, then you still have to apply thought and decide where you're going to move, or use some form of computer to work through billions of permutations. There is no magic guide or 2x2 solution. Games can teach us a lot about management. In more recent years, I've even started to recommend that executives spend a month or two in some form of coaching that involves playing a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG, such as World of Warcraft. Wow! You might think that this sounds like goofing off from the real work of business, but for those who are uninitiated, then there are some basic practices that an MMORPG will teach you. These include: the importance of situational awareness. Before launching your team of elves and dwarves into the midst of a battle, then the first thing you do is scout out the landscape and improve your situational awareness. Understanding the landscape is critical to strategic play, to learning, to using force multipliers, and to not getting spanked i.e. beaten soundly by the opponent. Play the game long enough and you'll know this by instinct, along with moaning at players who haven't bothered to look at the map, hence wasting both their and your time with constant questions of where is this, or how do we get there. The importance of aptitude. The biggest battles require a multitude of aptitudes, from damage, those who do our spanking usually from range, to tanking, defensive protection, to healing, those tanks get spanked a lot and need healing, to crowd control, those mage sleep spells aren't there for just looking at. The way you play and how the roles are deployed depends upon the scenario. Of course, without situational awareness, then you're at a huge disadvantage, as you can often turn up with precisely the wrong sort of forces. The importance of collaboration. A multitude of roles requires team play, which means communication, coordination, and acting in the interests of the team. It also helps if everyone uses a common language such as a map. The importance of preparation. There's no point turning up to the fight with an assortment of weapons if you don't know how to use them. The largest guilds in some of these MOPCs have many hundreds to thousands of players supported with extensive wikis, communication mechanisms, training and development, tactical gameplays, UI engineering, structure, leadership, specialist cells and information systems. These provide a systematic mechanism of learning. So, how does an MMORPG compare to business? In general, we don't have maps in business. Most companies suffer from poor situational awareness, being caught out by predictable changes. The most telling factor here is that business strategy is normally a tyranny of action, how, what and when, as opposed to awareness where and why. On the whole, we do a bit better at recognizing that multiple aptitudes are needed. However, we often fall down by not considering attitude, the context, and then compound this with isolation, operation in silos. We certainly try when it comes to team play, often having team building exercises which can be a bit hit or miss. We also tend to complain about communication despite the plethora of tools available. This can usually be traced back again to poor situational awareness if we don't know the landscape and fail to create a plan of attack based upon this, replacing instead with vague notions of vision or a story, then it becomes difficult to communicate how things are actually going. It's far better that the question "where are you" receives a response of a coordinate on a map than a response of "I've just walked along a path, I'm by a tree and I can see lots of orcs. The sun is shining." In fact, abundant communication mechanisms rather than efficient communication can itself become a problem without good situational awareness, as new players constantly ask "where should we go" as they run around in a daze. This can take up valuable time from other team members and weaken your overall strength. Preparation itself is almost non-existent in corporates. In some areas we might attempt scenario planning and a few exec games about imagining you're a startup trying to disrupt your business, but on the whole we're often so busy with immediate work such as firefighting and keeping up with competitors that we create little time to prepare. There's an awful lot to be said for learning about these aspects from online games. Anyone under the illusion that business is some bastion of strategic play should spend a few minutes watching an experienced group run an organized raid. Those people tend to use levels of strategic play and doctrine that most businesses can only dream of. Fortunately, in business we are often up against other organizations that equally lack situational awareness, suffer from isolation, have weak team play, ineffective but abundant communication, and lack preparation. The effect is somewhat remarkably similar to a group of inexperienced World of Warcraft players just charging at each other with cries of attack followed by "will someone heal me?" An exciting brawl of chaos with often single participants hero players, the Steve Jobs of your elven army making the difference. Of course, face either team or in fact both teams against an experienced and well-rehearsed group, then it stops becoming a brawl and starts becoming a massacre. The healers get wiped first, followed by crowd control, tanks, and then poor and undefended damage dealers. In the world of business, there are some really dangerous groups out there. Don't expect to go up against them with the usual "here's the vision, we've got great people, now, charge" approach. It's far more sensible to find a profitable exit in order to fight another day. That's a hint to those gaming companies starting to be concerned about Amazon's encroachment into their space with Lumberyard. Either start learning from your own online players or find a new industry to bunker down in. Finally, don't expect to just to read a few chapters on mapping or play a couple of games and instantly transform into a master of strategy. There is a long journey ahead of you.